السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته. أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. حضرت مفتي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Bless you and عافية and عافية and good health. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the 23rd of Zulqa'adah 1446, we focus on chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, and verses 22, 23, and 24. We say Jazakallahu Khairan to our Mawlana Salim Kareem and family, and to our Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, and his family. Allah Jalla Wala reward them all for their great, great sacrifices with dunya wal akhirah. Today's lesson is of paramount importance. So let us listen to it carefully. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is addressing the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who play the double agenda. And in front of people, they behave and act like Muslims. But deep down in their heart, they have resentment and they despise Muslims and Islam. And remember, there's no iman. Like today, you will see so many people play the game of politics with Islam and so forth. Arab rulers, Muslim rulers, majority of them. Chapter 47, verses 22 and 23, 24. فَهَلْ أَسَيْتُمْ Hence, what can it be expected of you? You, the hypocrites, إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ That if you have authority, and power is given to you, so what will you do on this earth? And tufsidu fil ardi, you will cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. And aren't you seeing the chaos in the Arab world, in the Muslim world? Because they are munafiqeen and murtadeen and not people interested in Islam. And tufsidu fil ardi wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you will continuously sever the family ties, the family relationship. So see, today, how many of us, we're not talking to our siblings, we're not talking to our parents or children, we're not talking to our uncle, auntie, nephew, niece. And if you look at it, majority of the time, what is the reason and rationale? Money. That is the problem. Either inheritance, either a partnership went sour, or either some other deal or a divorce took place, and now both families are totally severed and cut off ties. Do you know what are the implications? When you have severed ties with one another, you can go for Hajj every year, you can go for Umrah and Ramadan every year, you can give out thousands and millions of rands, you can do good deeds, read Quran Sharif every day. Nothing is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Did I say? No. Go open Mishkat Sharif. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Utrukhuma Hatta Yastaliha. Leave these two parties. That they don't speaking, so leave their actions one side. Hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. Reconcile does not mean that they must become the best friends. The minimum requirement Islam is commanding me and you is, say assalamu alaikum. How come to say these two words has become so difficult for us? We see our nephew, our uncle, our auntie, your mother and mother-in-law, your daughter-in-law. You see one another and you just pull your face and you walk away. What do you think? Is that a good thing? It's a sign of our arrogance and our pride. Ana khayru min, I am superior to you, better than you. The slogan of Lucifer, the slogan of Shaitan, the slogan of Iblis, ana khayru min. And we still think that we are good Muslims. No, none of our ibadat is accepted. The prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah is we have to mend the ties. We have to fix up those ties. So think properly. Now see the consequences, the ramifications. Quran is telling you, Allah is telling you, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Those people who cause fitna, fasad on this earth, justifying all the haram actions, TV haram, photo haram, severing ties with people, halal they will make. So they will make all the haram things halal, and the halal things they'll make haram. Upside down, you know. So when they do all these type of things here, so what happens to them? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. They are the people Allah has cursed them. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, when Allah curses a person or people, remember it means he or she is deprived of rahmatul khassah, the special mercy of Almighty Allah. We beg Almighty Allah and beseech Allah daily, chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. O Allah, Jalla wala, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you alone, O Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Fa aswammahum, Almighty Allah makes them spiritually deaf. You can read Quranic verses to them. You can get the best of seed for them. So they don't interest it. They have become spiritually deaf. You speak of money, you speak of vices, then they can hear properly. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبَصَارَهُمْ. And they are spiritually blind. You show them the truth, they'll make G, G, G. They might even belong to the G-bys, you see, and Nanabys. The G-bys make G, G, G. Nanabys make no, no, no. So like that, you see. So they will just make yes, 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 but they won't be taking no heed, no lesson. But you speak of money, worldly benefit, they can see everything, understand everything. So Almighty Allah poses a question. Is there something wrong with our hearts? Is the heart so corrupted, corroded and rusted? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Why don't they ponder, reflect and wonder in the noble Qur'an? See how many nations and generations Allah gave them health, wealth, power. And then Allah decimated, destroyed them. How their empires lie in ruins. Go and travel in the world and see. Am ala qulubin aqfaluha. Or what on their hearts? Are their locks? So nothing, the truth don't enter there. So you see, you open the tap, but you put the glass, the cup upside down. And you say it's locked. You tell the jutlas, the haramis, the murderers, and the swines and the pigs, how can you be killing so many babies and children? How can you kill prophets and messengers? وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. They say that our hearts are covered. Remember that. The prophet speak, Allah speaks, the prophet speak. Then it doesn't enter our hearts because there's a veil, there's a covering on our hearts. The jutlas and the Jews say that. And today you see a replay of that. So are we also like them, that our hearts are covered? In Bukhari Sharif, a wonderful, beautiful hadith, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna fil jasadi lamudgha. In the body is a piece of flesh. Idha swalahat swalahal jasadu kullu. When that piece of flesh is pure and good, the entire body will be good. Wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu. When that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded and rusted, then fasadal jasadu kullu. The entire body will get corrupted. It's a cancer. So what is that piece of flesh? Allah, behold, it is the heart. So we have to make zikr, read Quran, cleanse the heart, ask Almighty Allah to remove the malice, rancor, hatred. Chapter 59, verse number 10. In the 28 Supara, 28 Jews by the first quarter. What a beautiful, complete, comprehensive dua. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away, whether we know them or not, who passed away before us with Iman. Forgive them, Ya Allah. Grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And what about those alive? وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, humare dilo ke andar ko durat mat daliyega. That's a high Urdu translation. So Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts the malice, rancor and hatred in our hearts. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. For the people who possess true Iman. Ya Allah, our sustainer, nourisher, provider, you are the one that you are very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, you must remember that. And verse number 10, the first quarter of the 28 Jews, 28 Supara. So everything you will find in the noble Quran, and try and mend the ties immediately. Don't wait for Eid day. Who knows, we are gone before Eid, then what happens? So he said, no, I'll sort it out Eid day. Sort it out now, immediately. You got emails, you got SMS, you got phones, you got cellular phones, and so many other gadgets. So go to the person yourself, if you're in the same town and same city, and so forth and so. Contact them some way. Say, I am wrong and you right. Say for the sake of Allah, and then see how Allah will elevate us. Allah will give us izzat and honor that we never ever expected. But we must do so for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 23rd of Zulqada, 1446. In South Africa and few other countries, majority places and countries, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, Europe, America. Today is the 24th of Zulqa'dah, 1446. And today the war there against the Palestinian by the Haramis, the cursed people, the swines and pigs, the Jutlas and Zionists, day number 594 today. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Three Jutlas killed, remember that. And they are going straight to hell. Remember, dispatched to hell. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, says, we must defeat Hamas. We must continue with the war. We must bring back the hostages. All nonsense talk. He has to continue to stay in power. Because if he's out of power and he loses the elections, then remember, is straight jail and prison for him. All haramis, Bibi Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben Gvir, and Saar, and Cohen, Katz, all haramis and shaitans, and every moment Allah's curse is upon them. Just look at this, what they did. You see, I told you all the saying, it's in Arabic a saying, Sammin kalbak ya akulka. All these Western countries, they are culpable and accomplice in this crime. You must remember that. Somehow they gave assistance to Israel, materially, arms, ammunition, and so forth. So you must remember, a delegation of the European Union went to the West Bank to go and see. So what the Israeli Defense Force did? They start shooting, you understand, in their direction, warning shots. Can you believe that? You supported them and today they're shooting your delegates. Lucky they didn't shoot them dead. If they were Palestinian, they should have shot them dead. For them, it's a play game, you know, they shoot. So they gave warning shots. So Italy, France and them are livid. And they summoned the Israeli ambassadors and said, what the hell you guys are doing? We are coming here, we are helping you all these years and that is what you do. But they don't have shame. They murder the prophets and messengers. They murder baby killers, they are. Remember that. The pariah state and America is the biggest culprit in this. America killed and murdered over 500,000 babies, children there in Iraq. And Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, straight to hell. And Harami, let her rot in hell. She justified it. So now they justifying it also, you must remember that. So America and Israel, biggest haramis and biggest terrorists. We must be clear on these issues here. No media allowed in Gaza. And remember, these are war crimes they are continuing with. So they don't want the media to see it. They don't want the world to see it. The babies can die and the aid will not go in as it's supposed to. That why? Because we won't allow the media to come in and so forth. So a diplomatic tsunami against Israel. So Israel is going downwards. So UK, France, all these countries are saying that we're going to take action, and already the action has started, but we want much more. In the word of Jeremy Cohen, what must happen? He said that you must stop selling arms to Israel. You must apply sanctions, embargoes upon them. Then we can say you're doing something. Just talk is cheap, remember that. EU, the European Union, they have designated 50 million euros for Gaza, the humanitarian aid. So that's welcome. But you have to do the opposite. Stop selling arms to Israel and kick them out from FIFA. Kick them out from Eurovision. Kick them out from United Nations. So what you did to South Africa, I can still remember the words of Ronald Reagan, the Harami. All of them Haramis, the presidents of America. Ronald Reagan said constructive engagement with apartheid South Africa, the Boer and Afrikaner. Go check it up, you'll see. I was very young, but I used to follow all these haramis. Clinton, the harami, taught every woman he sleeps with different countries. That is the meaning of international affairs. You understand? That is how he will build ties, sleep with their woman. These are haramis, remember. They're prostitutes, they are. So go read their history and see. You must remember that. They're the worst of the worst. U.S. to boycott G20 in South Africa. Go to hell. You, Trump, you go to hell. You can't even remember that. How many women you slept with? You are a criminal and 34 felony charges against you. Rubio, you go to hell. Where the real genocide is taking place, you don't speak. And you talk nonsense that white, yeah, the genocide is taking place against the whites. So where is a genocide, yeah? Where's the proof and evidence and so forth? So you'll talk nonsense, you must remember that. You are the biggest people committing genocide. Look at your history of America. How many million red Indians you killed? How many innocent people you killed? You want your white hegemony and so forth and so on. So don't come and talk your nonsense. Therefore, you don't teach your children and your school their proper history there in America. Trump says, you must remember that to Cyril. Cyril did a good job. He took, you know, Stianais and all these guys. So anyway, they handled the situation well. That I must tell you. So Trump says that no, there is genocide taking place in South Africa. He says, switch off the lights. They put on a video. And then the video shows Malema. They kill the Boer. They do Makom Twert. Bulala Matagachi, you see. So that was what they taught us about the white man, Peter Thief and Dingaan and all that. So all this. So then Stianazen, he pulled it, you see. He said, Mr. President, that is why we, my party, DA, we joined us, government and the GNU of ANC, to keep Malema and his party out, to keep MK, Mr. Zuma's party out, so that there won't be all these things here. So you are wrong. You can't say that clearly, but you don't understand the situation and so forth and so on. So anyway, I feel they did a good job, you understand? But it won't reset the ties. You know why it won't reset the ties? Because South Africa, small little nincompoop, small country, took Israel, their blue-eyed child, their blue-eyed boy, straight to the ICJ, humiliated them and disgraced them forever. They are humiliated and punished by Allah forever, the Jutla. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ Allah will continue to punish them. Hitler did a good job. For what must you apologize? Half the things he did were very good. U.S., you must remember that what happens? They accepted the Qatari plane, $400 million. It's a 747, a flying palace. So, oh, this guy, or Trump says, and yesterday Cyril told him in a joke, you see, I don't have any plane to give you, Mr. President. He said, if you got the plane, your government got the plane, give it to me, we'll accept it. You'll accept anything, you harami. Listen to this story there in India. So there's a lady, Banu Mushtaq. Banu Mushtaq, she won the Booker's Prize, the Booker International Prize. Banu Mushtaq, how difficult it is for a Muslim lady currently in India in the past decades, you see, to live as a minority and the laws are against you, majority politicians are against you, and the police are against you, the justice system is against you, and how do you live there? So they accredited her and they gave her big, you understand, prizes and rewards and awards. Banu Mushtaq, read that book and so forth. Guyana and Venezuela, wherever there's oil, then it's an oily war, not a holy war. So if you know Guyana, Venezuela, we visited these places there. So you must remember that Guyana has got a lot of oil, and the Prime Minister, President is Muslim, Arif Ali. So you must remember Venezuela is having elections in a place this week, Sunday. 2/3 of it belongs to Guyana. So what the hell you want to have elections in our territory? Because oil is the black oil, you see, that crude oil today, that is the thing America wants and people want. Pilgrims and Hujjaj, as soon as you arrive there at Jeddah Airport or Medina Airport, you can start activating your eSIM card and all that on arrival. So people who know how to do this, then it's easy for them. If you simple Simon like me, I'll have to look for somebody. 6 people killed there in Pakistan, in Balochistan. Pakistan is blaming India because India got a good thrashing. India, America, France, all of them thought they will enter Pakistan and destroy their nuclear. What a thrashing Pakistan gave them, courtesy of China and Turkey and so forth. So well done to Pakistan for destroying India and America and Israel's ambitions and so forth. Senegal, the African countries are waking up. The son of the soil is waking up. Senegal, another Muslim president, prime minister there. He says, all foreign troops, get out. We don't want you in Senegal. We don't want you in Africa. Wake up, you African leaders. Follow Ibrahim Touré. He's a good guy. And he got rid of the French. He got rid of the Americans. And the economy is booming. They used to give them $1 billion. They're making $80 billion now. 80. Ibrahim Touré says, you don't come and teach us. We know your history, geography. You get out from here. You footsack from here. So that is how you must deal with these haramis. So Senegal, well done. He says that by end of July, all foreign troops must be out. So Israeli right-wingers, you must remember what they are. They are the real terrorists and so forth. Even Trump says that they're going to destroy Israel. But you, Trump, you can't speak nothing against Israel because they bought you off, they bought your APEC off, APEC bought you guys off, and you are not politicians, you are prostitutes and prostitutes. That's what you guys are. So see, America, just see. They say, no, we're fighting crime, we're fighting drugs, we're fighting this. So next year is 2026. They got World Cup Day in America. Now one idiot, you must remember, multi-billionaire says, no, how you have Olympic Games, we're going to have enhanced games. They're going to start next year. Where's the venue? Las Vegas, America. So the guys, the athletes, the guys who are running, swimming, whatever it is, you can take so many drugs and you can take all that, no bar, no prohibition on you. And then we want super athletes. You see how they operate. One side, they'll say they're fighting drugs. Other side, they are the ones who are promoting it. And they call it the enhanced games. And who will host it? Obviously, America. And who will finance it? These donkeys and fools and idiots from the Arab countries giving millions and billions and trillions. So let's come to South African news, views and interviews. Trump ambushed, you must remember, CR, Cyril. He didn't expect that. None of the South Africans expected that. Trump will say, switch off the lights and play the video. You see, that was a good move by Trump to show that we're not talking nonsense, you see that. But remember that you are missing the point. The real genocide is taking place there in Palestine, Al-Muhtalla, occupied Palestine. There's no country like Israel. It's haramis, it's all stolen land they are busy with. So remember, the budget was presented yesterday. So what he did, he never increased the VAT, but he found an easy way out, the Minister of Finance, per budget point 3.0. So the fuel levy will increase for the first time in 3 years. So an easy way. So the poor and rich, everybody will suffer. You see that? Especially the poor and so forth. You know that these guys here, these checkers, they got the 60-60 business, you know. So here in lands, we don't have them. But I believe now all the new malls are coming up. They're going to come here. So they say the 60-60 business in 1 hour, they come and deliver by your house whatever you ordered and that. Is knocking the opposition to pieces. Nobody can compare with them and so forth and so on. Okay, now the conditions, cold conditions will continue. I brought today, this year, first time 2025, I brought my jas. My jas is lying here. When I go out from here and go for Fajr, I'll wear my jas. You know what is a jas? An overcoat, you see? So now it's getting cold here. And then the Muslim woman is for sale. Buy the Muslim woman, mashallah. Our sisters are doing a splendid job. The June edition, just 25 rand. So I received mine last night. I was reading it. You see that? Beautiful. And you must read the article on the Islamic calendar. You must read the Q&A. There's some other good articles. So Muslim woman, all of you, every Muslim home, buy 2-3 copies. Give your friends. Give your non-Muslims also. Yesterday in my life, those of you who are writing my story, my qissati, write it down. Yesterday, 22nd Zulqa'dah, special day. I met Shaykhain. Who is Shaykhain? So, alhamdulillah, we know Wednesdays for past 10 years, how many years, I don't know. I go to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hafizahullah, our beloved teacher. We have tea, then I sit in the lesson. We have wonderful talks and discussions and masail and good discussion, you know. So, alhamdulillah, Allah grant our Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, siha, afiyah. Yesterday, I met Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib. He's just here for 2 days or so. Today is going back to PE, you see. So these are the two greatest ulama now currently in South Africa. My opinion, whether you agree or don't agree, I don't have to worry about you. So that is my humble opinion. So wonderful discussion with him, you see. With Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu used to say, Maulvi Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib jo hai, wo to muftiyon ka mufti hai. He is the grand mufti, you see that? So these are big shahadat of the giants and the awliyaullah. So we must know who are the real ulama. Not all these TV actors and all of them. And these guys who pose and these and they. Hey, all actors. I don't even call them maulanas. I tell them, you guys, you'll not fit the certificate you are holding. You must go get the TV certificate. That's what you must get. Come Maulana Salim Kareem. Oh, today our program quickly. So you must remember that Thursday, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Farhan Karani will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. 8:30 to 9, 11 to 12, we have a wonderful program. Places to visit in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, inshallah, we will discuss that with Maulana Zahid Khan. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Tonight, abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, especially Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Increase your Salawat, Durood, salutations upon me on the night of Friday, on the day of Friday. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. Read Surah Kahf tonight, the entire Surah if you can. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf fi laylat al-jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. Wherever you are, Durban, Joburg, Cape Town, Hammam's Kraal, from there, right till Makkah Mukarramah, the Baytullah, Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence. Authentic hadith by Imam Darimi Rahimahullah. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq to practice on it. Ji Maulana, are we ready for you? Fire up for the next 12, 13, 15 minutes.
Of Kisab, is it permissible to slaughter a pregnant sheep?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question, Zakatul Zakatul Janin. So you must remember that once you slaughter, authentic hadith in Mishkat Mustad Ahmad, once you slaughter, you must remember the mother, so you sacrifice it, slaughter it, so that is tantamount to you slaughtering the fetus as well. So 2-3 different scenarios. Number one is this, so if you slaughtered it, you understood, that is the mother. and then the baby was dead. So then you can't do anything with it. It's dead. Quran says, Innama harrama alaykum al-mayta, is carrion dead. And if the baby comes out alive, so you have to slaughter them separately as well. And you don't know what to do and so forth, then you have to consult your ulama and the people, remember that. So yes, you can slaughter. In this hadith on that topic, Zakatul Zakatul Janin. So the hadith is authentic. So I gave you the masail and the laws related to it.
Mufti Sahib, which part of the Qurbani animal is forbidden to eat?
Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib in his Ahsanul Fatawa is not only Qurbani animals, all animals. You slaughter today a goat or a sheep or some cow or camel or whatever. So there are seven parts that are not permissible. You must remember that. For example, the male, a female organ, like that, all these kind of things there. So you must remember the blood and all that, the flowing and all. So these kind of things for Muslim consumption are haram. So go see Ahsanul Fatawa, and there's a wonderful discussion in that, you must remember.
Mufti Sahib, I'm intending to make one share of a cow as a nafil for my late husband and late parents. My question is, do I give all the names to the person slaughtering? How does it work, please?
First and foremost, people, esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, you see, when the season comes now for Qurbani, the days of Qurbani are the 10th, 11th, 12th, right? So South Africa, if you look at the calendar, and 99% it will be like that. So Eid al-Adha will be on the Saturday, 7th of June, okay? So 7th, 8th, 9th, Saturday, Sunday, Monday you can slaughter. That is the verdict of the Malikis and the Hanbalis and the Hanafis. So all the scholars. But remember, only the Shafi'is say you have 4 days for slaughtering. So 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th. But the 13th only Imam Shafi'i says, nobody else says. And if you want a wonderful academic discussion on that, then you must remember, read the book Al-Masailul Lati in Farada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwati, where Allama Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah, where Imam Shafi'i is one side, and the three other jurors and scholars on the other side, the Hanafis and the Malikis and the Hanbalis, okay? Now the mistake our people are making, many of them, I'm inundated with this question. He says, I want to make, you understand, Qurbani for Mustafa, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to make Qurbani for my father, mother. So fine, do all that. Nobody's saying no. But priority must be given to yourself first. In Islam, always you start with yourself. Even when you make dua first for yourself. Rabbana ighfir lana, Ya Allah, forgive us. Then you forgive all our brothers, sisters who passed away before us. Rabbi ij'alni muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyati. Ya Allah, make me the one who establishes salat everywhere. And then my children and my progeny and so forth. So Islam is teaching us. So you, O Muslim, O Muslima, first worry about your own personal qurbani. You see, I was there by Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidhullah. So I gave him two separate envelopes. I said, Hazrat, this is for the qurbani, wherever you're making qurbani, isali sawab. You see that? And that whatever you decide. Second envelope, this is zakat, whatever you want. So whether you're making the qurbani, yeah, in South Africa, or you're making qurbani overseas, with organizations that are 100% good, not mufatiyas. How many organizations I see are advertising, sending me messages, newspapers, this, that, social media. 3/4 of them are not reliable. You must remember that. I can tell you that much. Just forget them. How many scandals in Qurbani, in some Darul Ulooms, in some madrasas, in some organizations. You just go and see. You will be shocked. You must remember these type of things there. So we need to be very, very careful and circumspect in this regard here. So, when you speak of Qurbani, it's me and my wife. So I perform Qurbani for myself and then for my wife. We must use her money, but you're a good husband, magnanimous, generous. You tell her, Poppy, darling, sweetheart, you don't give the money. I owe my honey. I will give the money. You see that? So before you slaughter, you inform her everything. So that's fine. So then if you've got children who are minors and small, no qurbani on them. And then your children who are baligh and mature, so you have to slaughter for them. Either they got money, so you use their money if you want. Otherwise, you the father, you tell them that, that my father used to slaughter for me for years and years when I was studying. Then I tell him, no, I got enough money, I'll slaughter sometimes there in Karachi, Laluket was the place. Anyway, so all these things. So first you must worry of the people who are alive, yourself and your family, like that. Secondly, then you come to the Isa alayhi sawab, qurbani for the deceased and this and that. But today the ummah, majority are doing opposite way. That they worried that I must do for my late father, my late mother, or I must do for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they're not speaking about their own qurbani. So that is totally upside down and not permissible. First you worry about yourself, then you worry about everybody else. So always remember that.
Mufti sahab, a non-Muslim wants to donate money and says, take this money and you can make a qurbani or you can make a sadaqah. Is it jais to accept money?
100% tell him, give the thousands, give the millions, we will send it there to Palestine, to Gaza, and so forth and so on, because he say use it as sadaqah. So remember, we will use it. So if you want, we will just give him the address of Mufti Muhammad Sadiq Desai or other organization who are going there, you understand, and we have confidence in them. Oh, send it there, you must remember, to where? Afghanistan, so the ulama and brothers are going there and so forth. So then, because remember, he can't be conditioned. If he's giving money, he can't say that you must use it here, here. Sadaqah means you give it to the person, then he can use it as he or she wishes. You can't make conditions there. You must use it here and use it there. When you give our charity, we should take cognizance of that as well.
Mufti Sahab, do we have to pray on a musalla or can we pray without one?
It's very cold now. If you pray on the cement and all the kind of things, you might get sick, you know. So this type of things here. So in this day and this age, it's best to pray on a musalla and the carpet and so forth. Because you must remember, we are chagla. We are chagla and chagli. Learn that word, Maha Salim Kareem, Mehman word. We are spoiled people, you see that? So I can't remember when last we read, you must remember, on the cement, on the tiles. Must be, you understand, how many years now? So 1980, so 45 years ago, when we were in Karachi, our madrasa, Jamia Farukiya, no musallas. We all read on the tiles. You know how hot it is there. So on the tiles we read salat there. So somebody asked Hazrat Mawla Salimullah Khan Sahab, you know what Allah marqadahu, he became Hafiz of Quran Sharif in 27 days. He taught Bukhari Sharif more than 50 times, you know. So great, great scholar, our Ustad, beloved teacher, Allah grant Jannat al-Firdaus. Hazrat, ya Musa, isi ne koi zarurat nahi. Yaha Karachi mein bahut garmi hai. You see that? So they wish to read like that. There you can't read like that. If you want to read, it's permissible. But if you're asking me, is it practical? It's not practical. So just put musallas. We're not saying you must put million dollar musalla. Just put simple musallas and very good like that. But if you want to read on the tiles and all that, it's no problem. Permissible, provided that it is park and clean. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala made the land and the sand properly parked for me and a masjid for me. Masjid meaning you can read your salat there. So that is what the fatwa and verdict will be regarding that issue.
So the last question, is it authentic to fast on the 10th of Zilhajj?
Remember, there is consensus on this issue. Yeah, esteemed listeners, all of you make a note of it. On the 1st of Shawwal, that is Eid al-Fitr. Yesterday Ramadan ended, for example. Today is Eid al-Fitr. So now the first day of Shawwal is haram to fast. Remember that. Similarly, Arafat finished, right? And now the next day is Eid al-Adha. Every place will work with their own Arafat in that. You don't follow the Saudis. Saudis are haramis, remember that. And they cook up that calendar like you can't believe. So most of the time, I don't say all the time, but most of the time they give the wrong date also. So anyway, so the day after Arafat in your country, your place, wherever you are, so that day is Eid al-Adha. So to fast on Eid day, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, haram. Then the days of Tashriq, Ayyamu Tashriq, Tashriq means the days of tanning, T-A-N-N-I-N-G. So that means they would take the skin, the hide of the animal, and they would leave it there, and the rays of the sun would strike it and so forth. Nowadays, the sophisticated tanning process, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu ihabin dubira faqad tahura. All these hides and skin of the animal that goes through the tanning process is pak and tahir and clean. Beside the khinzir and the swine, Imam Shafi says the dog and all that also won't be acceptable. But anyway, there's academic discussion. So on those days, the 11th, the 12th, 13th of Zulhijjah, to fast is haram. So how many days is haram to fast? 1st of Shawwal, haram. 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th of Zulhijjah, haram to fast. Beside these 5 days, you can fast the whole year. Wallahu al-muwafiq, Allah give tawfiq to us. We become the true believers, and inshallah, Allah grant us tawfiq, that sometimes we start fasting also for the love and pleasure of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Barakallahu feekum wa salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.